Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men Podcast number 25. I am Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Yes, sir.
Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
Andrew Conway.
Hello.
And Gotti Elcon.
Hello.
Has this podcast, as our 25th podcast, Hello. Made you feel any better? Because you were sick when you came in.
I'm still sick.
Still sick? You feel a little better?
No.
No?
He just transferred it to you, Brian.
You got everybody at your boxing gym sick yesterday?
Fuck yeah.
Epidemic.
Could barely live.
He just spit in my face.
Is it Super AIDS?
Is it what?
Super AIDS?
No.
It's that thing that happens on the strain. It's like
Mega AIDS.
Y'all are about to become vampires. Fuck y'all.
Sexy vampires.
So it's our 25th podcast. Can't believe we're here. And we're going to have a great segment
Groot?
Right now.
Groot.
A Groot's
a Groot.
If you listened to our podcast a few weeks ago. Thank you, our one listener. Thank you. We did a segment where we pitch movie festivals. Like, what movie festivals? Adam came up with a 24-hour movie festival of just Nick Cage. Who
you could add Joe now since
yeah.
he's just got
yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Let's get
so
a trailer.
I'm gonna play a guy with money who's gonna pitch. People are gonna pitch me music festivals now. They're gonna pitch what they want at their music festival.
It's like
how awesome they want.
We're role playing with Brian.
It's weird, isn't it?
For example,
I like to role play.
For example,
who's your daddy? What do you
think? Maybe you want a music festival that is bands that all sound like Creed. So.
My goodness, I might just end it. Creed Music
I'm going
festival.
To that music festival.
You are going to that music festival.
I'm so excited.
With all
we got old bridge
and Creed and
The Calling and
Pearl Jam's gonna stop by too, yeah.
Pearl Jam kind of sounds like him too. Yeah.
All right, so let's start.
The other way around, asshole.
Mr. Gotti Elcon, I have a bunch of money I want to invest in a music festival.
Dear Moneybags. I've got a great music festival for you.
Tell
sir.
Me where it is. Tell
all
me
right.
where
it's called. It's called Pearl Jam.
It's all Pearl Jam Film Festival. Wait, no, we're doing music festivals. Okay, Mr. Moneybags, I've got a great idea. I like rooftops and I like music. So
those go together.
We're gonna go to Chicago. We're gonna do this in Chicago.
Detroit, maybe?
No, fuck
no,
you.
Chicago. Summertime or wintertime?
Summertime, because wintertime would be a little cold.
Yeah.
Nipples are hard. So what we're gonna do. Is so we want we're gonna buy up a 4-block radius of big buildings with rooftops. I've already found them. Don't worry, won't cost you
too
much.
How many stories are these buildings?
They're at least 8 stories each. They're gonna overlook Lincoln Park, which is real pretty. It's lovely. I've been there. It's nice. And we're gonna do all rooftop film festival music
festival. It's kind of like a Beatles did their last
yes,
concert.
That was my image. I love outdoor music festivals more than indoor. I'm much
too.
More an ACL guy on top of, like, South By.
Yeah.
I love South By. I love going to different venues, but to me, there's nothing like being stuck in Zicker Park for fucking 3 days.
How are you
going to
get people from the different rooftops?
Here's my point.
Slingshots.
Each rooftop is a different music style
so
or genre.
So there's going to be several stages.
So there'll be several stages, a total of 10. 10 rooftops, 10 different styles of music.
Like country, rap, a hip-hop.
No, I'm kidding. There will be a country one. But there won't be a country rap one, but there will be one of each.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to do wristbands because they're better than tickets, let's be honest. They're cooler. You can put them on your hand. It's great. And it's going to be relatively cheap.
How much are you going to charge for these tickets? Is it a 3-day festival?
It is a 4-day festival.
4-day festival.
Because I like 4 days, Thursday through Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday, the headliners. But there's going to be 2 big rooftops. The 2 bigger rooftops are your main stages.
Okay, so being on a rooftop,
it's a limited number of people that could come to this
festival. Yeah, so they don't want
to
fall down.
Where are the bathrooms at?
Bathrooms are in the buildings, in people's homes. Just knock on the door.
How are you going to get from rooftop to rooftop?
Isn't a weight
skyways?
Isn't a weight capacity on rooftops going to be an issue?
Are they going to be connected? Are you going to build skyways to the other ones?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That if I'm paying money to come to a festival and it's all on rooftops and I have to go in there, take an elevator up that only holds
people. We're going to have it's going to look like a major construction site where they have those long things you can walk across.
Yeah. Have you been to Vegas?
Because you can rent out like those guys real cheap.
Escalators or in airports?
I don't think you'll get the permits for this festival, sir.
Permits are not needed, sir, because there's nothing going to be going on that anyone needs to know about other than...
All right, so how much are you going to charge?
Will there be a drug bridge?
I feel there'll be tons of deaths.
How much are you going to charge?
I think the ACL thing is correct. Like, it's about $100 per day.
Mm-hmm.
So about that.
Okay.
And you get access to any of them, and the Sky Bridges, drug bridge, and you also get free access to any
bathroom.
So
who's playing at your show?
See, that's the fun part.
Is it secret?
There is a secret final band.
Okay.
So the final band you have to, that's the big band, that's our big money band that you'll have to pay for.
It's Pearl Jam, right?
It is Pearl Jam, of course.
Is it?
No. Well, yeah.
I mean, we're building billion-dollar sky bridges. Why can't Pearl Jam be there?
Pearl Jam will be there. Pearl Jam's the headliner. Fuck, they're not.
But I like this. I like this aspect of different rooftops, and I like the if I want to see country for a few hours, I can go see the bands over here.
And the rooftops themselves are going to be modeled and after the genre. Like, it's not going to just be a blank slate rooftop. Like, the country one's going to be a country-themed rooftop.
So it'd be just like Hail Bay.
Whatever we can come up with. I mean, we'll put some horses up there. It doesn't matter. We just want it to be more the theme of...
How are you getting the horse up there?
Same way we get the people up there.
It's Pegasus, actually, so it has...
There's called elevators, and we've got helicopters.
This festival is stressing me out so bad.
Now, you do have to sign a waiver in case you fall the fuck off.
Imminent death waiver.
We're not paying for
Are you here. Selling funnel cakes? Because that's all I really care about.
Food is a different measurement. We're doing sponsorships, but I only want food that can fly. So, like, pizzas.
What is the name of your festival?
Funnel cakes.
Pigs in a blanket. Up in the sky...
Film biggest festival. Disaster in history.
What was it called?
Up in the sky.
Up in the sky.
I like the way he's thinking. I like it. It's different.
Thinking upwardly.
You're upward motion.
Yeah, it's up there.
That's good.
I thought we had to go ridiculous. Last time was Nick Cage. I had to do something better.
I like doing it in the park, y'all.
What do you hear my...
it was good.
Other music people that will be there. We are bringing back Ringo. Is doing his own stage.
Why can't you just resurrect the Beatles?
Is he just going to sing the octopus?
Hologram Beatles.
That's what I was getting at. Amazing. But imagine Lennon all of a sudden next to Eddie Vedder.
All it is Yoko Ono singing Beatles songs.
You're making supergroups. So your thing should be an up in the sky supergroups.
But no, but I want some like small bands.
Temple of the Dog.
Chris Cornell will be there. It'll happen. Soundgarden too.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm sold.
Like y'all are all invited.
I'm sold.
Well, I want a backstage pass.
Faith No More.
I want to hang.
I want to hang out with the holograms.
Oh shit! I didn't think there is a backstage.
No, your stage is
you're
back.
On an
There's no stage.
You have a very small stage.
It's a hot air balloon. That's the backstage. That's just attached.
Ooh, we don't use helicopters. We do use hot air balloons. It's cleaner.
Yeah. Well, there's like those restaurants. There's a restaurant in like Sweden or something where they have a floating table that it actually is held up by hot air balloons and you go up and you eat up in the sky looking over.
No thanks.
That's going to be implemented at our music festival. I think you guys are into it.
Pass the bread. So
I like it. I've been into it.
I'm down with you.
All right.
Not down. It's up.
I'm up with you.
Up or down?
Up.
Down?
Up.
Down.
All right.
I can go next.
All right. I'm going next.
Definitely. Oh, we'll do Andrew next. We'll go around the table.
I'll do Andrew next.
Andrew, yeah.
He's still my idea. That's why I know.
I took your idea?
Probably. Go ahead and do it.
Just do it.
Naked.
Okay, well, my idea is sort of on...
What?
Is it?
Go.
Go.
This guy.
This guy.
You don't go, I'm going to go.
Okay, my idea for a music festival is kind of similar to the idea that I had for the film festival, but this is all about soundtracks. I'm going to bring...
Kind of like my idea.
Sound. So I'm going to have, you know, we're going to have featured soundtracks for the festival. So we'll have probably two or three, and we'll bring everyone from that soundtrack.
Flashdance?
To do a live presentation of that.
So like Huey Lewis doing all the Back to the Future
Huey
stuff.
Huey Lewis doing all the Back to the Future stuff. We'll even bring in, like, you know, Hans Zimmer for... and have a full orchestra and just even maybe show the movies... Ooh. And have them play live.
Will this also That's cool. be okay. on
Okay, this is this, so where is this taking place?
My idea is probably somewhere in Colorado. I want the actual main stage to be the Red Rocks Amphitheater, which would be an amazing seats about 10,000, and that's where we would have like our main presentation. Like, you know, have John Williams come and do, you know, Star Wars or something like that. So we'll show Star Wars and have John Williams there and sort of talk about the whole process of the music. And then on the top of that, you know, any other songs. We'll have other venues around the area.
See, that was my favorite part of your film festival is that they get to talk about it and have, like, discussion.
That's all about – my idea is all about
– I made this music because I heard it once.
And the learning and stuff like that. And so, yeah. So I think – yeah. So you have guests. You have the orchestral guests. But you also have, like, the Huey Lewis's and all those
other
things.
So what movies did you have in mind?
A good mix. For the inaugural, I want to go with, you know, just a classic. I'm John Williams, so I'm thinking, you know, all John Williams, five or six John Williams classics.
You should just do an all John Williams festival.
Oh, that.
Would you have John Carpenter come in and do new stuff?
Dude, that'd be great. Like
John Carpenter,
I think for sure. It's like even TV show stuff too. I Barry McCreary, T-Bone, bring them all.
That's what my
and so yeah.
So how much does this cost?
The passes we'll have an all access pass where you can get to go the behind the scenes.
Is
stuff.
It 2 days, 3 days?
We're looking at probably a long weekend, 4 days. We'll do a four day pass.
John Williams.
Yeah. It's not just John Williams. He'd be like the keynote. This is John Williams. It would be like he'd be the featured like one day. So he'd be like a headline. And so you'd have other stuff leading up to that. So you don't give the best.
I like
that. Hans Zimmer doing Inception on stage.
You bring it
well,
you start off with, you start off with a Huey Lewis on the first.
I like how your money bags, and I've now decided that I'm event coordinator. And I'm like, logistically, Andrew.
Excuse me.
We have to make sure that the bands that you're booking, or the soundtracks that you're booking, all kind of tie over. So yes, have Huey Lewis in the news, and then you have to think of another film that he did music for, so that he's not going to just come
duets.
In to do one thing. You have to
hit with Paltrow singing on a stage with Paul Giamatti.
So you've got to have those.
And here's Paul Giamatti singing too. Why not?
Why not?
But
then have Marvin Berry and the Thing come and do their
exactly. Hey Marvin, I got this sound for you.
I like it.
But I think it'd be good. And then on top of that, you can always bring in mutual guests to sort of just do pay tribute as well. And
yeah, I'm all in. You know that for me.
So,
I love soundtracks. Oh man, Richard O'Brien and like for Rocky Horror Picture Show set. Oh,
exactly.
Have Tim Curry come back on stage? That'd be amazing.
And Meatloaf
and
from the grave.
Everyone gets a live, limited record recording.
What?
If you get the 4-day VIP.
Pass. Nice.
When do we start the Kickstarter?
Yes.
We're going to have to fine-tune it a little bit, Andrew.
A little bit, but I think we got a good idea.
That's awesome. That's good stuff.
So this is mine.
I like it. Gwen.
All right. So for mine,
I want to pay you money.
I want you guys.
It books on tape. Music fest.
just Jim Dale coming in reading all of the books. That's all I want.
There's a cowbell in the background.
I want you guys to imagine a beautiful field.
Okay.
Full. It's going to be outdoors also, even though I hate outdoors things.
Full of.
But just full of like beautiful flowers and like daisies and like, shirt.
Bet you can't
women,
step
whatever
on.
You want. And my film my music festival. Is only going to be like a Friday through a Sunday morning because that's about all I can handle. But it's going to be like all day, like
Sunday
just
morning. I
like Friday.
Really,
starts Friday morning.
Starts Friday morning and goes to Sunday morning. It doesn't stop. So you get out there. So you're just chilling, hanging out.
Instead of it being
Woodstock or anything like that, it is an all fandom music festival. So we're gonna have Wizard Rock.
Nice.
We're going to have Whovian music. We are going to have bronies. We are going to have the Twilight Rock. So we're going to have all of the music that is made for Filking, for the Star Trek people as well. So we're going to have all music that's all nerd music the whole weekend.
Nice.
And the food that will be served at my venue will be all nerd food. So like cheese nachos and like hot dogs and... But it's got this, along with this ambiance of crazy, ridiculous, hippie bullshit. Because that's all I imagine he'd go. And it'll just be children.
It's going to be made by that fake food making machine from Star Trek.
Yeah, probably. But I like the brony electronica. It'd be a great
Klingon rappers.
I'm going to invest in this strictly because the fans of these things you're talking about will pay money for this.
They will, and they all intersect over each other.
Yeah.
This is the most profitable.
How much are... Because have you been to Akon? Like, it's anime. They spend a lot of money. How much do they charge?
I would charge... Starting at $25 a day. It's starting at $25. That's for the whole weekend.
Okay.
And then you going all the way up to $150, and you could have reserved seating versus floor area. We'll have VIP venue spaces with nicer beds. We'll have options for that. But you've got to keep it low because fans don't want to spend a lot. But then at the same time, they'll be able to meet the people. And then as we grow in our 10-year plan, we'll be able to bring in other people that maybe Daniel Radcliffe will come sing with Harry and the Potters.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson 5?
Sure.
Are interested Steven Seagal's welcomed? Like Brugs or anything like that?
Yeah, yeah. Bring whatever you guys want.
I like how you're writing your fan fiction earlier on just came out full on out.
I honestly wanted to do an all bronies music festival, but I was like, all I could imagine was hanging out in a horrible hotel lobby and just being upset.
Brony dubstep.
With a bunch of dudes with creepy mustaches.
Yeah, and it only would last like
creepy mustaches. Good
so
stuff.
An all fandom festival.
All right.
I like
Adam.
That it's in a field too.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta have that like hippie ambiance part of it. Yeah.
All right, Adam.
Oh, my music fest is gonna be a TV theme show music fest with a lot of big bands doing TV theme songs.
Is Will Smith going to do Fresh Prince?
He will be doing Fresh Prince. We'll have it on several giant sound stages with rotating stages that actually have the actual stages of the show.
That's badass.
Mr. Science Theater 3000.
It's
Fraggle
it's
Rock.
Endless.
Who's
going to
do Fraggle Rock bass?
The Fraggles.
Red Hot Chili Peppers will do it.
Oh,
we would flee.
They're not even plugged in, man. What's going on?
But see, I like the idea of doing something like this, and then getting cool bands to be like, you are doing the entire
Sesame Street theme song. Go
theme song, or doing the entire
Foo Fighters singing
or
the entire
song. Any big songs in the TV.
And it's
awesome.
Like this is your.
So do you have bands that you want to in particular?
I haven't really thought about bands, but any big band.
Where is it going to be? How much is it going to cost?
Well, I'd say we're going to need like several big sound stages, so it'd probably have to be like an LA backlot somewhere.
Okay.
I would probably charge, $100 a day.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds good. Plus, you get to see these awesome sets and listen to good music, so.
I like it. I want to see this. I want to see Red Hot Chili Peppers play Kickstarter. Oh, my God. Just TV show themes played by awesome bands.
Yeah.
Like AC/DC doing something. I don't know.
Yeah, from, what?
AC/DC doing True Blood theme song.
Step by step.
That would be creepy as shit.
So good.
Step by step.
Nick Cave doing something. I don't know. That'd be amazing. I like it. I like the TV show themes. I like it.
Nice. So it's still a little bit different.
So far, you've bought all of them.
Yeah,
you're a rich SOB.
Yeah, that's true. They're all different, though. I like them. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Brian has the biggest hope of death, though.
Okay, I have...
Brian's ICP Fest is coming up.
I have two ideas. Can I pitch you two ideas?
Is there blood involved?
Pitch the best one first.
You're pitching them to yourself.
Oh, I don't know if the best one's...
Just go ahead and both. It's here.
Pitch your favorite one first.
My favorite one, it's really different, and I don't know if it could ever be, but I picture this being inside, like, a major... cool, not stadium, I want more intimate. Something
so
more like House of Blues, but not either New York or LA.
New York or LA?
Something like
that.
Okay. But like a smaller venue that's kind of like, that can fit maybe 3,000 people. So it's an intimate.
3,000?
So is that considered a festival though?
People?
It's going to last 2 days.
Is this adults only?
Like 2 days.
Adults only? Adults only or kids welcome?
Mine's only.
Adults only.
Mine was violent.
Okay, but he hasn't told us what the music is
yet.
Yeah, go ahead. He's just telling us about the venue.
It is it's fictitious bands from movies and TV doing their songs from movies and TVs. It's kind of similar to yours, but like Sexual Chocolate from... Only to America getting up and doing their songs. Wild Stallions getting up and doing their songs. You know, stuff like
kinda
that.
Kind of into this shit. This is crazy.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Soggy Bottom Boys getting up and doing their stuff. Otis Day and the Nights from Animal House doing Shout, you know.
I thought that was real bad, though.
But it was. I think it was a different band name. But yeah, stuff like that.
See, I think it would be so cool is if to do these, to do something like that, but then it has to have a, it has to be, because you got to think about, the band is not coming in for one song, guys. We got to think about
You don't know that.
Oh, I know that.
So they can
but
play.
You got to think about bands can, that could do a whole
I don't know.
They can play 20 minutes and they can do cover songs of some sort. Yeah, the Beats from Doug, absolutely.
What about the Wonders, even though it's TV? It's
The Wonders. The Herdsmen.
Or the band from That Thing You Do?
Oh,
that's no Wonders.
Oh, fuck me.
That's a completely different movie.
Or even the Coen Brothers' latest movie.
We don't want those sad fuckers here at this party.
I'll be in that corner.
But doesn't that seem like a fun?
Yeah, that's
definitely
those
a fun
three
cry.
Guys.
A fun crowd.
All those letters.
We bring a Jeff Bridges.
Autobahn from Big Lebowski.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I like this.
It would be great. That's one of my ideas.
Why don't you put this in a stadium?
As long as you bring the headliner's got to be the band from Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh yeah,
yeah, they're one of them. Yeah, absolutely. That's one of them. So I would say that the price for this 2-day affair would be $75. So. And it would be there. And then, so my other one
can
is
can it beat that idea, though, Brian? Are you sure you want to pitch the other idea?
Yeah, I'll pitch the other idea.
Is the this Muppets singing hardcore gangster rap? Yeah.
This is a big one.
That's not what she said.
That is not what she said. I just... Fuck me, right?
It's a Sarah McLachlan festival where...
It's just all sad dogs crying.
So there's
I hate that damn commercial.
She's made so much money off that commercial.
This is more of like a dream music fest for me. It's going to be one stage for 3 days.
Is it all in the cloud?
It is going to be in Crook County, Wyoming.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Who could it be?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you know what is special about Crook County, Wyoming?
I'm very curious.
That's the birthplace of ICP, I'm guessing?
No, it is. It's
the CEO capital
guys,
of the city.
Guys, what is it?
It's where Devil's Tower is, the big
of course.
Rock formation from... the Steven Spielberg movie.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yes. I want that the backdrop. And there's
just go to Red
there.
Rocks. It's the same damn
No,
concept.
Man, this is better. So, this Rocks is like, great. I want this to be like a appreciation of good music throughout time. And I want the opening act to be AC/DC to get the crowd going in.
What is your time? The 70s?
Yeah.
Easy.
Everyone's going to give you the
AC/DC. I want them to open up.
We're the Beatles. We haven't been here yet.
And I want them to be followed by Morris Day and the Time with Prince.
Oh, nice. You have a theme year, though.
And then
like 70s, that's it, motherfucker.
And then I want.
Then the Jonas Brothers, just to throw people.
I want the Talking Heads to get back together for a set.
Of legit, course. Only the 70s and on.
And then I want Peter Gabriel to come out and do a
of
set.
Of course.
Then Stevie Wonder. Then the White Stripes.
Do you ever feel
not
like
70s?
A kind
no,
of.
No, but what I'm saying is that you're nothing before the 70s. Your time period starts
so this
in
is
the
a,
70s.
So
and
you're
goes
telling
on.
Us.
This is of all time.
If
right?
it's all time, then you need to get some fucking Renaissance music in there.
A lot of people
Mozart,
are not.
To the
not
dead.
Most people are not alive.
Get that
yet, so. Taj Mahal will be there. Tom Waits will do one.
Africa and Toto.
I don't like this idea as much as the last one.
So this is pretty much
I
a Hollywood.
I'll tell you why, because I feel like you didn't prepare this pitch.
I did. Midnight performance by John Williams
so
of the soundtrack from
what type
Encounters
of infrastructure
there.
Will you be building?
And the closing band will be Led Zeppelin.
Okay, so here, Brian.
Does a spaceship come up at any point?
No, it
as the money bags here, I think if we really retooled your lineup and actually made it a linear line of time,
yeah,
so you started with the oldest band and went down to the White Stripes ending it because they're
I like
the
that idea.
Band, that's what you'd have to do.
I like that idea.
Otherwise, you're just throwing Brian's favorite bands all together.
I like this idea.
But I feel like we should maybe just go, why don't we just do all hologram? Go all hologram.
All
so these guys, so we played the Right now, unfortunately, they're not. Some of these bands are not.
Mozart's been dead. We're gonna have
a few people have died.
That's okay. If you want to do that, I'm cool with that. But you have to open it up with a
I do love the idea of music through time.
Yeah, music through time. But it's like, but then it's like music through time. 70s and on.
Parentheses,
like, it's not
very... 70s till present.
Okay, I like your idea. We'll go with that, and I'm going to charge $300 a ticket for the entire time, and all of it's going to go to charity for music.
What charity?
How are you going to pay the bands?
They're going to do it for free.
Fuck, they're not.
Will you do it for charity?
No.
I want it all to go there.
Who's what charity?
Who is charity?
Who?
What does she do?
A charity of getting
who
kids into music or something like
that,
playing instruments, stuff like that.
Poor kids get cellos and shit like that.
How are you going to get them to Wyoming? No,
that's my new charity, guys. Poor kids get cellos.
Nobody wanted to go to Woodstock, New York.
I just started that LLC. Poor kids get cellos.
Yeah, but kids are your
money.
Nobody wanted to go to Woodstock.
Why would they carry a big-ass cello around?
Poor kids get cellos. Please donate today.
They get beat up enough.
There will be free bottles of water for everybody.
What type of water bottle?
What type of water? Which water company?
Ozarka? Who did the shit?
You better get the sponsors right.
If it's not smart water, I'm not going.
And then, but there'll be food stands and toilets everywhere for
food
everybody.
Food
stands?
But yeah.
Really, Brian, I really like this idea.
But where are all the people going to stay? Because there's no hotels in this.
They're
going to
camp out.
You're
going to
camp.
No, you got to camp out.
It's like
I only glamp.
It's in the middle.
The thing is that you can have the glamping. That's what's going to happen over at my...
Is it called glamping?
Yeah.
That's when you have like a motorhome that has TV and everything.
Well, it's also like you'll get a tent, and inside of the tent, it's like a really nice tent, and it has like a full bed.
You can do this
stuff. Yeah.
I want to glamp. Can we go glamping? Because
I'm never going to go regular camping.
I want to go glamping. Sounds
so
great.
Which one is better? Which one is my...
The first one's
fucking great.
So you'll go to this one.
This one is good. It's
that's why I said it's like a dream one.
We're not going to get all the bands free.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I don't care how much Fiji water.
You're not Wayne from Wayne's World 2, okay?
But his band was Aerosmith. My band is getting Led Zeppelin back finally.
Finally.
They only played like in England for
isn't
one show.
Isn't one of them kind of?
They're English.
Isn't one in jail for pedophilia?
Yeah.
Hey. Oh.
Alleged.
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 It was consensual.
They were.
Yeah. That's why he's no longer involved in our charity, Poor Kids Get Cellos.
Because his ass rapes kids.
He mistook cellos for something
and
else.
He steals their cellos.
And at one of the festivals.
Just imagine the image.
Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope, ICP, will be the MCs.
No. I'm out.
I'm out.
If anyone's got to take us through time, it better be some damn juggalo.
Yeah, I know. It can't be a Brian Fest without a juggalo.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
So on the juggalo note, that is our podcast number 25.
Go kill yourself, kid.
Please let us know on our Facebook if you have an idea for a music fest. We might sponsor it.
Not really.
Who knows?
Yeah, we'll make a Kickstarter for it.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to us.
Why do we like Kickstarter more than Indiegogo?
And